Time now 8:29, still following an emergency triple team traffic situation. Andy Farnsworth, the last car being towed away?
Yeah, they've got it up on the tow truck right now. Hopefully they're going to pull into traffic here soon. This is right on the Kaysville-Farmington border. The slowdowns have gone as far back as the West Gate to Hill Air Force Base this morning. They start a little bit south of that now, but the worst of it is going down past the Layton Hills Mall and then again between Layton and Kaysville. You've also got I-15 slowdowns in Farmington that continue a little bit south of Lagoon. That's where they start and go for a mile or so. And then from the 215 interchange in North Salt Lake, down to almost 600 North, Eric Butler.
I-15, no problems northbound, southbound in Utah County, but the northbounders as you head into Salt Lake County are going to encounter slowdowns right at 123rd South, and then another patch of pretty slow traffic at 106 South, and then from that point on, you just have here and there slow-and-go traffic all the way up to the downtown area. Heather?
If you're exiting from the east side belt route north to downtown, it has slowing. Highway 201 eastbound from Bangor to the west side belt is also slow. Mr. Max, buy one suit for $2.99, get the second for just $1. Over 5,000 suits in regular and trim fit, year-round, wrinkle-resistant fabric. Mr. Max, sales on now. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.